Hello and welcome to the second video in this four-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. In this video, you'll learn how the app lifecycle works and how to save and restore app data and session state in a Windows Store app. Before we get started, let's review the lifecycle of a Windows Store app. As you can see in the slide, there are three possible states for an app: running, suspended, and not running. Let's start with the suspended state. An app can be suspended when the user switches away from it or when Windows enters a low power state. While your app is suspended, it continues to reside in memory so that users can quickly and reliably switch between suspended apps, resuming them. When your app is suspended and then resumed, you don't have to write any extra code to make it look as though it had been running the entire time. Your app can also be terminated. When the user closes an app by pressing Alt F4 or using the close gesture, the app is suspended for 10 seconds and then terminated. Windows can also terminate a suspended app at any time to free up memory for other apps or to save power. When the user closes an app by pressing Alt F4 or using the close gesture, the app is suspended for 10 seconds and then terminated. Windows can also terminate a suspended app at any time to free up memory for other apps or to save power. When your app is terminated, it stops running and is unloaded from memory. The important part here is that Windows notifies your app when it suspends it, but doesn't provide additional notification when it terminates the app. That means your app must handle the suspended event and use that event to save its state and release any exclusive resources. There are two types of data for you to manage in your app: app data and session data. App data is persistent across sessions and must always be accessible to the user. To store our app data, we'll use the roaming settings property of the Application Data Container class. The roaming settings app data container makes it easy to store data in a way that's accessible to the user across multiple machines, like a home and work PC. The data is automatically uploaded to the cloud in the background for you. Session data, on the other hand, is temporary data that is relevant to the user's current session in your app. You restore this data only if Windows suspends and terminates the app. To save session data in the navigation state of our app, we'll use the Suspension Manager class that's included in the Basic Page Item Template. Step 1, using Suspension Manager. In Part 1, Create a Hello World app, we replace the default main page file with one based on the Basic Page Template. When we use the Basic Page Template, Microsoft Visual Studio added several files to the project in the Common folder. One of these files was the Suspension Manager class. The Suspension Manager is a helper class that simplifies lifecycle management for the app. It does several things for you. It saves and restores the navigation state of the frame that hosts the app pages. In our single page app, saving the navigation state doesn't seem very important, but it becomes very important when you add multiple pages to an app to be able to jump back to the correct page. It also gives each page the opportunity to save and restore its state. Suspension Manager serializes the page state data and writes it to an XML file in your app's local storage. To use the Suspension Manager class in the app, you first need to register the main app frame. When you are done, Suspension Manager knows about each page in the app, and it can save and restore the navigation state. You register the frame immediately after it's created in the onLaunched event method. To use Suspension Manager, let's double-click on app.xaml.cs to open the file. We'll increase the size to 120 and hit Shift-Alt-Enter to go to full screen. What we want to do is, inside the onLaunched method, scroll down to right after we create a new frame, we're going to register the Suspension Manager. To do that, we'll type helloworld.common.suspensionmanager.registerFrame. Register frame asks what frame. We'll choose the root frame, which is the frame that we are creating. And it asks for a session key, which we'll choose as app frame. And we're done. Step 2, save the app state. Generally, there are two types of data for you to manage in your app: app data and session data. App data is persistent across sessions and must always be accessible to the user. In our app, the text of the name input text box is app data. Always save important app data incrementally throughout the life of your app. Because your app only has up to 5 seconds to run code in the suspending event handler, you need to ensure that your important app data is saved to persistent storage by the time it's suspended. Windows provides a windows.storage.applicationData object to help us manage our app data. This object has a roaming settings property that returns an application data container. We can use this application data container to store app data that persists across sessions. Let's store the user's name in the roaming application data container as the user types it in. Note, this tutorial shows how to use roaming settings. The roaming settings app data container makes it easy to store data in a way that is accessible to the user across multiple machines. Basically, the data is uploaded to the cloud in the background for you. You can also use the local settings app data container, which is called local settings, but you should only use it when you want to store machine-specific info. Save persistent app data as often as it makes sense in your application. Here we handle the textbox.textchange event and save the username as the user enters it. To save app data, let's exit full screen mode, and under Solution Explorer, let's find the main page.xaml file and open it. In the XAML editor or in the design view, select the name input text box here, select events, and select under the text changed event, we're going to add an event handler. And it will be named name input underscore text changed, and we'll click enter. This creates an event handler for when the text changes. In the event handler, let's save the name input text into the roaming settings. Let's go to full screen here and make sure our size is set to 120 so you can easily follow along. In the event handler, we're going to save the name input text value into roaming settings. To do that, let's type windows.storage.applicationDataContainer, and I'm just using the arrow keys to select items. And we will call it roaming settings. In roaming settings, let's go to windows.storage.applicationData and get the current roaming settings. Now that we have the current roaming settings, let's choose a value for that. And let's name it username. And we will save the text value of that text box to username. Let's press F5 to run our app. Now that we're running the app, you'll see that your name is now saved as you enter text into the text box. Now let's switch from app data to session data. Session data is temporary data that is relevant to the user's current session in your app. A session ends when the user closes the app using the close gesture or Alt+F4, reboots the computer, or logs off the computer. In our app, the text of the greeting output text block is session data. We restore it only if Windows suspends and terminates the app. We need to save the navigation state of the app frame so that the app can be restored to the same page it was on, and so the suspension manager knows which page to restore the state of it. We also need to save the state of the page itself. This is where we save the greeting output text. We use the suspension manager class to save session state in the application suspending event handler. Let's switch back to Visual Studio, exit full screen, and click stop. And what we want to do is go to the app.xaml.cs file. Within here, let's collapse to definitions. And we are looking for the on suspending event. This event handler gets called when Windows is about to suspend our app. This is our opportunity to save the state of the app in case it gets terminated. We use the Suspension Manager class to simplify saving session state. It saves the navigation state of the app and gives you the opportunity to save the session state of the active page. To save the session state, the first thing we're going to do is add the async keyword to the onSuspending method signature. What this is going to allow us to do is actually use a waitable code directly within this method. Next, let's expand the onSuspending method. And before the deferral is complete, let's start a new line, and we're going to save our application state. To do that, we'll use the await keyword and call the suspension manager. HelloWorld.common.suspensionManager save async. Calling save async saves the navigation state of the frame, then gives our page the opportunity to save its content. Next, let's switch back to the main page.xaml.cs and add code to the save state method to save the page's state. go to the save state method, we'll hit enter, and we'll full screen this so you can follow along. Inside the CS file, find the save state method. The Suspension Manager class serializes and saves the PageState dictionary to an XML file. Data saved in the PageState is saved only for this session. Here, we want to save the greeting output text. To do that, let's click Enter and select the PageState, and we'll call it greeting output text equals greeting output dot text. Let's make sure we can exit full screen and click build, and everything should work. That's all we need to do to save our app state before app is terminated. Now, we need to learn how to restore app state the next time the user launches the app. Step 3, restore the app state. Earlier, we saw that the app.xaml.cs file contains code that handles your app's activation. There are many different ways to activate an app. Here we look at the launch activation on the onLaunch method. Under app.xaml, let's scroll up and we look at the onLaunch method. Let's full screen this code so we can follow along. An app is launched whenever it wasn't running and the user activates it. When an app is launched, Windows displays a splash screen for the app. Let's take a look at the code in app.xaml.cs that handles app activation. The code defines an override for the onLaunch method, as shown here. The code in this method is executed only if the activation is a launch activation. Let's take a look at the code in app.xaml.cs that handles app activation. The code defines an override of the onLaunch method. The code in this method is executed only if the activation is a launch activation. First, the code declares a frame and tries to assign the current window contents to it. If the window already contains a frame, it indicates that the app is already initialized, so initializing the frame is skipped. If the app isn't initialized, the code creates a frame to host the app pages. You register the frame with the Suspension Manager, as shown here. Next, the code checks the previous execution state to see how the app was last shut down. When the previous execution state is terminated, it means that the last time the app ran, Windows successfully suspended the app and then terminated it. In that case, you need to restore the app state, and that's what we will do in a following step. Next, the code checks if the frame contains any content, as shown here. If the app is already running or the navigation state was restored, the frame already has content. Otherwise, the frame navigates to the first page in the app. In this case, it navigates to main page. In this case, main page. Now that we've looked at what happens when the app is launched, let's look at how to restore the app state. To restore the app state, just like we did with the onSuspending method, we'll also add the async keyword to the signature of the onLaunch method. From here, we can go down to the application state where we check whether the application execution state has been terminated, click enter, and what we want to do is call await helloworld.common.suspensionmanager restore async. And calling restore async restores the navigation state of the frame, then gives our page the opportunity to restore its content. Next, let's switch to the main page.xaml.cs file, and we'll scroll up to the load state method. In the load state method, we're going to add some code to check if the page state exists, and if so, let's repopulate the code. So we'll say if page state is not equal null, and page state contains a key, and the key we're looking for is greeting output text. Then what we want to do is change the greeting output.text equal to the page state greeting output. Greeting output text. And let's make sure to cast that to a string. Next, we're going to load the username. Because we want the username data to persist over multiple sessions, we store it in the roaming settings app data container. Let's add some code to see whether the username exists, and if it does, display it. So after this if statement, let's get a reference to the roaming settings by going windows.storage.applicationDataContainer roaming settings equals windows.storage.applicationData.current.roamingSettings. Now that we have a reference to the roaming settings, let's check the value, and if the roaming settings value has a key, and the specific key that we're looking for is the same one from our previous step for the username, let's click enter. So if that key exists, let's set the name input text box equal to that value, equals roaming settings dot values username toString. Now you can build and run the app and see how the session state is saved and stored. So far, you've tested your app by running it in debug mode and stopped it by selecting debug stop debugging in Visual Studio. But doing this causes the app to perform a normal shutdown and the suspending event doesn't occur. Fortunately, Visual Studio lets you simulate suspending, terminating, and restoring an app. To simulate suspending, terminating, and restoring an app in Visual Studio, click F5 to run the app in debug mode and enter whatever you want in here. Let's choose demo and go ahead and click say hello. We say hello, demo is displayed. Now press Alt+Tab to return to Visual Studio. Let's jump out of full screen mode, and within here we see our process, hello world, and the ability to suspend. So if I just zoom in here, it's Windows plus key, I see the option to suspend and shut down. Let's select suspend and shut down, and I'll click the Windows minus key to get out of magnifying mode. And Visual Studio simulates suspending and terminating your app. So the suspending event occurs and your state management code is executed. We'll click F5 or run here. Now that we run it again, our app data, the word demo, is restored from roaming settings, and our session data, hello demo, is restored from session state. And this time, let's change the text to something else. Hello, we see our text. Let's switch back to Visual Studio, and notice when we use stop debugging Visual Studio and click run, our session data is not restored because the data is only saved when the suspending event fires. Congratulations, you've completed part 2, Manage App Lifecycle and State. You learned how to save and restore app data and session state in a Windows Store app. Now in the next part, part 3, Navigation Layout and Views, we'll show you how to navigate between pages, how to add an app bar for navigation, and we'll design a fluid layout for our photo page that works well in landscape, snapped, or portrait views.